Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics here at EMU, and I want to welcome you to this week's broadcast. Once again, I am joined by James DeBoer, our Sports Information Director, and we'd like to give you a quick recap of some of what has been happening. You can catch that online, of course, at emuroyals.com. Would be one place to do it, but we'll give a brief recap and we'll give you a couple of more tidbits of what's behind the scenes in our athletic office and some things we're working on as well, and give you a good promo for homecoming, which is will be coming just down the pike here in a little bit, and the excitement around that. So James, start us off a little bit with whatever kind of recap you have of some of the activities that have gone on, and then we'll branch into some other subjects.
Well, sure. It's been pretty quiet the last few days.
We're kind of glad about that after a very, very busy couple weeks.
We are kind of glad about that, Dave. But we had a couple of home games on Tuesday, which was certainly exciting. I looked at the calendar for October, and for the entire last month of the season, we only have 3 days with multiple events at home. And so one was Tuesday. We had men's and women's soccer. Then, of course, we have homecoming Saturday coming up, which is a lot more than two events. It's a very busy day. And then somewhere late in the year, again, we had a field hockey and volleyball game on the same day. So you don't have too many chances anymore to catch a lot of events in one day. But Tuesday was one of them. Exciting to have the women play Randolph, the men play Bridgewater. Unfortunately, we came out on the losing end of both of them. But, boy, that men's soccer game was certainly exciting. You never like losing to a rival. It's the hardest loss to swallow out of anybody. But that was a tough way for the guys to lose. They tied it up with a little over 2 minutes left. And then gave a breakaway goal with 22 seconds left. Otherwise, it looked like we were going to overtime, and just a tough way to end. So it'll be interesting to see how the men can rebound from that. But yeah, in general, it's been pretty quiet. Volleyball has had almost an entire week off. They had a couple matches last Saturday. They are off until tonight now, Friday, traveled to Virginia Wesleyan for a match. So they've had a quiet spell. Cross country had a meet last week Friday, but they've got this weekend off. So we're definitely in a light spot in the schedule right now. And you hit these midpoints of the season, and I feel like at this point there's always some reevaluating to be done, or you're looking at playoff positioning. But I feel like this week it's come more to my attention that, you know, some of these teams have to readjust what their expectations were this year. We have a cross-country team that's doing better than I think we expected them to do. I talked with one of the girls this week, and she said, I knew we'd be good. I just didn't think we'd be good this year already. She thought maybe down the road. And this week, the women's cross-country team jumped up to fifth in the regional poll. And so before, I think they were, you know, this team that was kind of good, but, you know, they could always play the underdog card. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, what does Coach do with that? What does Coach Lukowitz do? His team has jumped up to fifth. They are the second highest rated team in the ODAC. I don't think they can play the underdog card anymore. So he's got to maybe readjust some of his strategies and how he tries to pump up the girls. And we have other teams that are, as the season wears along, they're looking like it's a pretty tough stretch to get into the ODAC tournament. So how do they adjust their thinkings if they're realizing that maybe we don't really have a good shot at making the tournament? How do we finish up the season the last couple of weeks? What's our motivation?
Well, there's no doubt about it that that becomes one of the key elements of the spirit within the athletic department as mm-hmm. well. And you talk about from behind the scenes, and we've talked for the last couple of weeks here about all the excitement about the hope and the excitement about new players and rosters and mm-hmm. larger numbers and good retention rates, and everything's been positive. And we feel very good about where things are at. Winning is winning, losing is losing. And now those things start to settle in mm-hmm. and you're absolutely right. And it's a big challenge on the part of myself as director, but I think also of each of the coaches as well. Naturally, we talk more about, unfortunately, we tend to talk more about those that are winning and doing well. Mm-hmm. And so how does that make the players and the coach feel if their issues are never brought up? And then on the other hand, maybe they don't want to bring them up. So yeah, you're right. Women's soccer has been right on the brink of having enough players through injuries throughout this last 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they just added a couple more this past time, another concussion and a knee. And I ran into somebody that got infected, blisters got infected in a foot, and now she's out for about 4 days until the antibiotics start. So yeah, how do you talk to them? How do you keep them excited? How do you work with them? Because clearly they're not where they want to be, and they know every time they go in that they're really, really behind the eight ball, just in terms of both numbers as well as perhaps mm-hmm. talent. And then you've got cross country, which is not seen by a lot of people, but is up in the regional rankings. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people come out to the men's soccer games. And you look at that, they started well, they're doing very well. There's so much parity. I mean, that was just a crushing loss. Mm-hmm. First time I think Bridgewater's beaten us in about six years, something like that. So that adds to it. But you look at the parity in men's soccer.
Yep.
Going against Roanoke this weekend. Mm-hmm, and, you know, you're gonna come into that. And the real trick is how do you deal with the results we all look at, namely wins and losses or scores, and the athlete experience from the inside that we tend to look at. It's not that we don't want to focus on the wins and losses, but the wins and losses bring – particularly the wins bring its own attention, and those with the losses feel like they're not important. And how do you balance that out, both from relating to each other within the office and supporting each other, and then your players as well? Mm-hmm. I have heard a lot of good things in the office from players with each other, still encouraging the women's soccer team, still encouraging the women's volleyball team as they are going into their competition. So you're also one who hears a lot of what's going on and at all the games and contests, and you get a little bit of a feel. Do you have any kind of a sense of how some of these teams are responding on the field? You can certainly see it in their faces, et cetera. What's your observation from the press box?
Yeah, it seems like the teams themselves are still pretty gung-ho about things. They're staying supportive of each other. The women's soccer game the other day, it seemed to me they were losing to Randolph, and it seemed to me that they had almost the best spirits that I've seen them have all year. They were having fun with each other. They were still trying hard out in the field. They were cheering each other on for good plays. And you'd think at some point it'd be pretty easy to get down and discouraged, but they were still right there. And I see the same thing out of women's volleyball. They're always, it seems like for them in the last couple of weeks, they've been close in all these matches and keep losing late leads or something. And so they're just like on the tip of an iceberg. I feel like sometimes they're ready to just break through and something will happen, but it seems like the spirits are still pretty good on the team. And I think it's interesting for us. Yeah, we're concerned about wins and losses, but that's not what we have the athletic department for. We're here to impact lives. And yeah, in some way you can impact a life by getting a win or a loss on Tuesday night or Friday night or Saturday night. But in the grand scheme of things, we're here for much bigger reasons than what our actual record is at the end of the season.
You're absolutely right. And yet I want to make sure we clarify that to say it's not that we're ready to not strive to win. That's clearly what we have to do, because you can do that. But when I think about it, take either the women's soccer team, where you can focus on that, which is just depleted in numbers and really has an uphill battle every time they walk on the field, mm-hmm. both from a talent level as well as a number level. And then you begin to say, okay, how many times have I been in a similar situation? Mm-hmm. There's times where we sit around here and say, boy, we'd like to compare ourselves to Bridgewater or Roanoke or James Madison University. Mm-hmm. Or last weekend, I had the opportunity to sit down and have a lunch with the director of athletics at the University of Virginia, Craig Littlepage. Mm-hmm. And I mean, totally different world. And so we can sit here and say, good grief, how in the world can we recruit against these people? How can we recruit against this? How can we do this when we're limited in this way and that way? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, some of these women's soccer players, women's volleyball players are having those same experiences right now, and they're going to turn those into positive experiences down the road. So mm-hmm. if again, you look at, that's not where we want to be competitively, mm-hmm. but if we are there, we have to make sure the kids are understanding that these are valuable lessons that can be learned. Mm-hmm. And when I think about what they're going through right now, some kind of business they're going to work in, they might be working in a hospital somewhere, and they'd always think that they'd like to be in a bigger hospital, or they feel like they're not equal to something else. Mm-hmm. That's the same spirit they're having right now. So how do you stay positive, and how do you focus on my development as an individual player? Have I gotten better from day one to day 10? That's what an employer is going to look for later on. So I know some people would say it's a little bit of political ease by talking out of both sides of your mouth at the same time, perhaps. But I really do believe that if we can help the kids understand that the experiences they're having, while sometimes almost downright brutal in what they're needing to go through in these seasons, it is something that is going to last a lifetime in terms of that when they look back on it. They don't see it now. So those are good lessons we can learn. Then you move on up to the men's soccer, and they're very young, but they've got a lot of parity. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that loss is huge mm-hmm. to Bridgewater. just in terms of where you end up, because it is one game is one game. You don't get to play them again, and it's there. So now you, how do I deal with that? How do I stay competitive and right there? Then you go to the cross country, and the bullseye is clearly on their back. Now they got to live up to expectations. So my role as a director is try to relate to each one of those coaches in a very different way in terms of what they're going through. But that also makes a beauty of the athletic experience. Well, we want to just highlight one thing, a couple of things about homecoming.
Yeah, which is 1 week away now. That's crazy.
One week away. 1 week from today, we'll be out on the golf course. Paul R. Yoder Senior Golf Classic. The brochure is up there. We have deadline. Probably try to get in by next Wednesday, if you can, to either be a sponsor or a player in that. That's at Heritage Oaks at 8 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock. Eric Kratz will be there. Probably have him on either hole number 1 or 10 and play through with everybody. It'll be a 50-50 at the hole number 3, I believe. There'll be some golf apparel from the new golf team. The golf team will be out there. You'll get a chance to meet them, play with them a little bit. So we're excited about that. And then Hall of Honor breakfast, 1980 field hockey team, and Eric Kratz be inducted. Then plenty of sports activities, volleyball, field hockey, women's soccer, men's soccer, alumni baseball game, all of those. And then the 1998 men's soccer team highlighted at halftime of the men's soccer. So plenty for you to do, plenty of time to be here. Long-range forecast looks pretty good, too, James.
Well, I like that.
it will be another busy day for us. But once again, one of our overarching goals over the next 2 to 3 years is to make sure that we make new inroads in reconnecting with a lot of our alumni athletes. And this is one of the best ways to do it, is for you to come back here, reconnect with us, and then we'll keep the things alive and relating to you, because you are a critical part of what's been in the past. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We are glad that you've tuned in, and we look forward to talking with you next week, right before the busy homecoming. And until we talk again, I invite you to make it a great week.